Well, the British Medical Journal has looked into the phenomenon known as the man flu.
I have never heard that term.
Really? The term that gained enough popularity to be included in various dictionaries. It's in the Oxford Dictionary.
Well, I don't read the Oxford Dictionary.
I know, it's your favorite dictionary.
I don't like the Oxford Dictionary, but that's beside the point. I've never heard the term. Have you ever heard this term?
Yes, it's defined as a cold or similar minor ailment as experienced by a man who is regarded as exaggerating the severity of the symptoms. So if a man who gets a little sniffle is in bed for 3 days because he can't handle it.
I understand what the I've read the story, but I just never heard the term before. I guess I don't need to get stuck on that, but I'm just thinking, really? I never heard of this before.
The study's author set out to determine once and for all whether men are just wimps or there's some sort of actual real reason.
Here we go with the generalizations again.
And men are inferior physically to women.
I'm sure there are a lot of men who are wimps, and I'm sure that a lot of it has to do with the individual. I do not complain at all. If I'm feeling sick, I just want to be left alone. On the other hand, my wife is one of those who's, you know, will be sitting in her chair or lying in bed going,
oh my goodness. Sorry, Carolyn, that would drive me crazy.
It does. It does. I mean, I feel sorry for her. I wish I could do something to help, but I can't. Mm. And finally, at some point, after a couple of days of it, I inevitably will say, does that really help? Are you feeling better when you moan like that? Because you're driving me nuts. Anyway, it's not very nice, but.
Apparently, they found out that men are inferior physiologically. It has something to do with their immune system.
Well, now, wait a second. There's probably a reason for it. That doesn't necessarily make men inferior. It just makes them different.
One study found that men had higher testosterone levels, of course.
Well, yes.
And had more suppression of the antibody response, which again suggests that sex hormones may be partly responsible.
Okay. So what I'm getting from this is the possibility that women with estrogen are more capable of healing themselves, and I suppose this probably has to do with the fact that women are
superior
are the child bearers.
Yeah, if men had babies, if men had babies, there would be one per family, child per family. Yes, because you couldn't handle the pain. You'd do it once and say, "I don't need this again." And that would be that.
That sounds smart to me. sounds, I mean, women scream their bloody heads off and then they turn around and do it again a year later.
Because you forget the pain.
Well, I don't know about that. I just don't think it has anything to do
with... Or you get a really good epidural.
A generalization about somebody's, personal nature, but...
I have a really high pain threshold.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I do too, but I really don't know for sure because I can't compare to anybody else. I only know that, when I'm in pain, I can pretty much stand it and I can certainly keep my mouth shut about it because I don't want to bother other people with my problem.
Okay, so you're the exception instead of the rule.
The exception. Usually, all other men
usually I'm the exception to every rule. Today, you're the exception to the rule.
All you other guys are a bunch of wusses. Man up.
So they've determined that the term man flu may not be very fair.
Well, no. And as to me, now this explanation is that there is a real physiological explanation for it.
Yeah, you have weaker immune responses.
So you should keep the term man flu. You've got man flu. That's got to be worse than woman flu because you're a man. You see what I'm saying?
Send your man with the man flu to his man cave and let him whine and complain on his own.
Apparently, we're all going to get the flu this year because the flu shot is
10% effective.
Very ineffective.
They had to shut down the Sunnyvale schools. I think they're closed again today.
The flu season has started early, not just here in Texas, but apparently across the country.
I need to stock up on my hand sanitizer.
Yes.
And we need to bring wipes in here.
We do.
We have the Lysol that you spray, that you used to spray it in here until I was gagging every time. I don't know why it just makes me sneeze.
I'm just cleaning up the coffee.
I know. So now you just do it outside.
Or I can get paper towel and put some water on it. That's all.